This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abam. So now we're moving on. Last week we finished Siman Aleph about the union of Karbanos and what are Karbanos and what are you supposed to say. Now we're going to learn about how to get dressed in the morning. The first thing you need to do is you need to get dressed in the morning. Don't forget to do that. It's not going to be good. If you forget that, that's an important halacha to remember. You got to get dressed in the morning. Now, there's a very interesting bir halacha in the beginning of Siman Gimel. In other words, getting dressed in the morning is Siman Beis in Shulchan Aruch, but there's a bir halacha in the beginning of Siman Gimel. And Siman Gimel talks about that one in the Beis HaKisei should be Tzanua. So the bir halacha brings that if you look in the Gemara Bracha, Samach Beis, Amar Aleph, Amar Beis, it talks about the importance of the Midah of Tznius, and the Chafetz Chaim quotes the smack that Tznius for a man is a mitzvah d'oraisa. We always say Tznius for a woman, for a woman, for a woman. The Bir Halacha brings from the smack Tznius for a man is d'oraisa. So what's Tznius for a man? Actually, it's I have to cover my elbows. Actually, according to Mishnah Berurah, yeah. You have to cover you above the elbow should not be uncovered, and we're gonna. So how do you get dressed in the morning? Back in the day, they used to go to sleep without any clothing. That's in the times of the Gemara. They slept arum. So they just had a sheet. They just had a blanket. So if you're gonna come out of the blanket, you're gonna be arum before you get dressed. So the Shulchan Aruch says you're now to get out of the blanket. You need to get dressed basically. Under the blanket where you put your robe on you. They used to wear a robe. You put your robe on you. So when you're coming out of the blanket, you're not uncovered, but the robe just falls down on you. And basically, the Mishnah Berurah says that any part of the body which is normally covered should not be uncovered. Unless you're taking a shower. Unless you're bathing in the river. But to get dressed, you can uncover a part of your body. So you basically... So wait a second. Does that mean I can't walk around without a shirt on? Yeah, according to Shulchan Aruch, you can't walk around. You're not. What about nobody's around? It's a mitzvah tznius that the body should always be covered. Ad kedei kach, that the Mishnah Berurah says that you should change your socks under your blanket. What? Who does that? You know anyone who does that? I mean, how would I know? You know, I'm not snooping around in other people's, personal space when they're. But the Mishnah Berurah is of the opinion that one should not change their socks out of the cover. In other words, you put a blanket over. So, does anyone do that even? Or are these halachos relevant? Like, what changed? Are you allowed to wear shorts? Are you allowed to wear short sleeves that don't cover the elbows? I know, you know, our whole lives we're used to the women, but actually this siman is not for women. So let's see what the Mishnah Berurah says. We'll see the opinion of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish has a leniency for Eretz Yisrael. So the Chazon Ish says in hot climates where people don't always cover their feet, you don't have to cover your feet. But Reb Chaim Kanievsky says it doesn't apply to America. So, are you allowed to walk around your house barefoot?
But they never covered. Covering, no one had. They never covered. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't cover his feet.
No. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't cover his feet.
How do you know? So they used to wear barefoot.
You mean in the Beis Hamikdash?
Huh?
In the Beis Hamikdash?
Back years ago. I could see clothing. Yes, that's the body. The Marisha was covered.
No, so
Hashem tell Moshe by the snare.
Yeah, so we would say no. We would assume Moshe Rabbeinu covered his feet.
Really? Always?
Always.
There's a statue at the Sephardic Temple without covering.
There's a statue of Moshe in the Sephardic Temple?
Still there.
That's proof, right?
But it's not a... Yeah.
The Midrash says...
No, it's only wearing on his sandals.
So let's see. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Reb Moshe has a very big chiddush about this. And Reb Chaim Kanievsky disagrees. Siman Beis. Lo yobash chalukah miyushav. Don't sit up. Again, the person is completely undressed. He's not sleeping with pajamas. Pajamas were invented in America. Back in the day, nobody wore pajamas. You save money. I mean, it's like just one less thing you need to, yeah? Lo yilbash chalukoi miyushav. Do not put on your shirt sitting. Shelo yizgal gufoi, because then your body will become revealed. Ela yikach chalukoi, take your cloak. V'yachnis boi roishoi. Not to be confused with the Yachnis family. V'yachnis boi roishoi. You put your head into it. Uzro yosem in your arms. Bo'idenu shachav, while you're lying down. V'nimtsa kishayakum, it comes out. When you get up, v'yotza mitachas kisoi, and you come out of your cover, kisoi sedina, when you come out of your sheet, shumachusa, you're covered. In other words, don't stick your bare top out of the blanket, and now you're uncovered. You say, what do you mean? Who's watching? Who's watching? The answer is, the Ribbono Shel Olam is ever. Do you believe God is here? If you believe God is here, you should have modesty from His presence. Okay.
This obviously is within Dalet Amos, because his mom is coming out of the bed.
Yeah, you can't even stick your arm out of the bed.
By a woman covering her hair, we say that within the confines of her home.
Oh, here. But not other parts of her body. Yeah. In other words, here's the guy, he's laying there, Aram. Can he stick his arm out of the blanket? No, it's not Sneas. That's according to the simple Shulchan Aruch. Now we have to see, is that required? Is that Chiyuv? Because Shulchan Aruch says, don't do it. Lo, you. Okay, Siv Beis. What if you're sleeping in a canopy bed? Anyone here have a canopy bed? Back in the day, they had, you know, these canopy beds with four poles and the cover, and it might have sheets. Now, you're in this cubicle without a cover, completely arum. Is that permitted? Do we say halachically it's like a mechitza, so it's like I'm covered? Or at the end of the day, the guy's lying inside without any cover on. So in other words, could a person say, well, I have mechitza surround me, so now I don't have to have a cover, I don't have to have pajamas?
So is
Hashem in? Did Hashem come in through the thing?
No, you know? the same way you can get out of your sheet.
Wouldn't that be
no
right?
One's there because Hashem is there.
Yeah, but
the canopies.
I have a question. Hashem's also in the pajamas.
Right. So okay.
Okay.
Right, so
the answer is
it's contact with the clothes.
It's not a matter of Hashem. It's a matter of to the human mind. Uh-huh. Is it a lack of midos to be in that state, or do we say since halachically it's a mechitza, it's considered covered? So basically, we're machmir, because very nice halachic in lomdus, you're covered, but the person feels arum. So if the person feels arum, it's not sanua for them. That's the bottom line, the bir halacha comes out. Einoi dino kemachus, it's not like you're covered. But tzarch leskasas kishaloi veshchalukai. Siv Gimel.
Logistically, if he's supposed to wash his hands.
Yeah. So technically.
Should he
technically.
Yeah, technically. Luckily, he has to wash his hands. Does he grab his clothes first, which is now it's unwashed, or does he reach out of his sheet to grab his cup? If it's there.
Mishnah Berurah said you don't touch your clothing before an egel aser. So basically, the best thing to do is while you're lying in bed with the cover on you, the best thing is to wear pajamas, okay? But if you don't have pajamas, you stick your hand out to the thing right next to you, you wash your hands, your arm is being uncovered, you keep the cover over, you try to keep covered somehow, you wash Negavasar, and then you put on the coat. Then you put on your cloak.
Your clothes also have to be set up next to you.
Yeah. Or you wrap yourself in the blanket and you head to it. Says the halacha, Va'al Yomer, don't say, Hinini b'chadri chadarim, I'm in my inner chamber, Mirayeni, who sees me? Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Malei Kol Haaretz Kevayta, God fills the whole world, V'kach Hashecha Ka'ira, darkness is like light, L'fanu Mizbarach, V'adam Tzarech Lesnaig V'tznios, one has to cord themselves with modesty, Ubusha, and shame, L'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Dalet, Tzarech Lizar Shaloi B'makam Hechrech Melagaleis Mebesar. You have to be careful that you should not uncover your body if there's no need. Afilu Ma'at, even a little bit. Kamasha Darko Elios Mechusa, whatever is normally covered, Bibagadim, in clothing. Avo Rashoi Legaleis Yodoi Ad Koivde, you'll have to uncover your arm until your elbow. Shekoirin Island Bogin, basically up to your elbow. Vitzavaroi adachaza, to your neck, which means your neckline. How about socks? Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'chein ha'an polois, yilbashem v'yafshetem tachas hasadin. You put on socks under your cover. Shaloi legalis raglav. B'medinos, in hochem yachif, b'kayetz, in the Medinos that they don't walk barefoot in the summer. In Eretz Yisrael, where the custom is that you could be a member of Knesset, But it doesn't matter. Everyone still needs to know the color of your toenails. Then it's permitted to wear, to be uncovered, have your feet uncovered. Mm-hmm. United States of America, a congressman who came in, who had come in, and you could see his toenails, he's out. You know, no sane person walks around without their feet covered. So according to the baseline halacha, if you read it simply, you cannot uncover your feet. V'chein kol k'yotzebzeh, or anything of the like, imloi she'ev sheben yenachar, unless it's impossible. So in other words, you're going swimming, you're allowed to wear a bathing suit. You're allowed to just wear a bathing suit and go swimming. You go, you're bathing in the ocean, you're allowed to be uncovered. You're going into the mikvah, you're allowed to be uncovered. But stam, you're walking down the street and you want to wear a tank top, according to the simple way of reading the halacha, it's asur. Shorts, according to the Mishnah Berurah, we don't even have to discuss it, because you can't even take off your socks under without a blanket. That is the baseline halacha.
So in essence, your house should be like going swimming.
No.
The opposite.
Because you're... Because swimming, it's EF Sherbin Yanacha. You can't go swimming with your clothing on.
I know, but it's
but your house.
Process, everyone, because everyone's doing it in the house, no one sees, you know.
But that's the thing. That's what he says. Don't say nobody's watching me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. Ella im EF Sherbin Yanacha. I don't think you would say in your house it's not possible, so get dressed. But in a bathing, you don't have to get dressed. That's the guideline of the Mishnah Berurah. If it's EF Sherbin Yanacha. However, that's the simple way of reading the halacha. Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Take a look on your last sheet. Rav Moshe basically says, do we have the right Rav Moshe here? Yeah. Okay. Rav Moshe says, let's start with the end. Oh. What do I have? Which Rav Moshe did I bring? It's Mem Zayin Gimel at the end. I don't have... It's, Rav Moshe says that... You have it on the thing? Okay, look at Mem Yardea, Chelek Gimel, Tshuva Mem Zayin, Ois Gimel. Rav Moshe says, this simon in Shulchan Aruch is not a chiv. Rav Moshe says, it's not a chiv. Rav Moshe says it's midas chasidus. It's extra pious practice. You're not obligated. You're not obligated to cover yourself in your house. It's not a chiyuv. Rav Moshe learns it's midas chasidus. It's pious behavior.
This is all predicated on
tznius.
The concept. It's not predicated on. It's not linked to any.
But Hatznei Aleches is Tznius. Hatznei Aleches is Meloi Kecha. So that's a midah of modesty and shame in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a certain recognition of Hashem.
And Chazal linking it to
saying, if let's say, I have a question, right? Let's say Reb Chaim Kanievsky knocked on your front door. Would you greet him in a tank top? You'd be embarrassed. Would you go to him barefoot? Probably not. I wouldn't.
I don't think
you would either. So if you believe, the standard is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching. Do you believe God is here or do you not believe God? If I'm going to I'm bathing, I'm going swimming, God wants me to go swimming, so this is the only way I could do it. I should wear a tuxedo when I'm going swimming?
No, but if Reb Chaim was with you 24/7,
you would, Yankee Kanievsky was wearing socks and shoes.
No, but there's a tzad, well, I'm just saying logically, that's why I'm asking. To say that maybe there's something between,
you would go.
No, Yankee Kanievsky wore his socks and shoes, even though he was with Reb Chaim Kanievsky 24 hours a day, because in front of Reb Chaim, you don't walk like that. It doesn't matter how often you're with him. And if the guard who's with Queen Elizabeth, he's wearing his socks and shoes, even though he's with her 24 hours a day, wearing a 2-foot-tall strammel, right?
But not in his house. And this, again, it's okay.
In his house, yeah, you know. The waiter...
Only when he's with her, but again...
The worker in the house...
It's impossible for... And Hashem is always with us, so...
So the guy... The barometer is... E-Efsher b'inyan acher. That's the barometer. E-F Shemin Yach. So the Rav Moshe learns it's Midas Chasidus, that this whole simon in Shulchan Aruch is Midas Chasidus. If somebody doesn't do it, are they doing an Avera? No. Should they strive to cover themselves as much as possible? Yes. Rav Chaim says, No, absolutely not. How could you say a siman in Shulchan Aruch is Midas Chasidus? That you have on the sheet. Take a look on page Memvav in the Das Noite. Reb Chaim says, look in Tshuva Kuv Dalet. Nistapakti bedinei hatsnius hamuvarim b'shulchan aruch siman beis v'siman gimel leinyan levishas habagan. I'll give you an example. We're going to see in siman gimel. If somebody goes to the bathroom, you know, I'll try to be as discreet as possible, but at the same time, you know, we just want to be clear what we're talking about. Somebody goes to the bathroom to defecate. So that, there's a halacha that when they pull down their michnasayim, they're only allowed to pull down one amma in the front and two amos in the back. They can't have it all the way down to the floor. It's halacha and Shulchan Aruch. You know, so you walk by, the guy, I have to use the bathroom, so now I can, no, you can't get undressed. You only uncover what's absolutely necessary. That's brought explicitly in the Shulchan Aruch. But Moshe has another kula, that if it's in a bathhouse, so if there's a shower or a bath there, so in the shower and the bath, you get undressed, and there's no other way to take the shower in the bath, and I'm in that makom. So then, that makom does not require kavod. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says no. That's only when you're taking a shower and you're taking a bath. But now you're not taking a shower. Now you're going to the bath. So according to Reb Moshe, there's more of a leniency if you have a full bath. But if you don't have a, let's say you have a half a bath, right? Then you can't just get undressed to go to the bathroom. You have to only uncover what's right. So now look at Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says, Nistapakti bedinei hatznius. I have a suffix regarding the laws of tznius, hamevuarim b'shulchan aruch, that are explained in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Beis and Simon Gimel. Le'inyin levisha sabagon basic yisem zeh me ikra din oimi midas chasidus. Is this halachically required, or is this saintly practice, like Reb Moshe holds? Because Reb Moshe says they're only on hagois toivois amidas chasidus, and Reb Chaim says, neither. Neither. It's not halacha, it's not meyikar adin, and it's not saintly. It's midas chasidus. So what is that? So on the bottom they explain that Reb Chaim holds, it's not an iser gomer, but it's proper conduct. Where do we find that? We see in the Gemara that David, when he saw the modest behavior of Shaul when he went to the bathroom, Shaul was very careful not to uncover himself. So David HaMelech says, how could Midas Hadin have any effect on this person? Now, if every single Jew was chayiv to act this way, what was the great madrega that David HaMelech saw in Shaul? It's mashma that not everybody accorded themselves that way, but Chazar is saying, you should. So basically, we have three ways of learning this halacha. You read it simply, and you would think it's a chayiv. Nobody learns it's an outright chayiv. However, Rav Moshe learns, Rav Moshe is the most lenient. Rav Moshe says, it's midas chasidos. You get up in the morning, I'm wearing an undershirt. My undershirt goes up to here. It's V-neck, so I'm not totally covered. But Shulchan Aruch says I have to be totally covered. Shulchan Aruch says I should put my socks under my bed. So the answer to that, Rav Moshe would say, if you're a big tzaddik, you know, if you're a big saintly person, and you observe everything on the highest madrega, then yes, there's a high madrega not to uncover yourself. But it's not, nobody's doing something wrong if they take off their socks, or even if they change their clothing in their bedroom and they're not completely covered. Should you do that? According to Reb Moshe, if you want to be a very saintly person, you should do that. Reb Chaim says, the halacha is saying, you should do that. What about socks in general? In other words, according to Reb Chaim, is there any leniency for socks? So take a look on page Mem Zayin. On page Mem Zayin, then Shuva Kovav, they add in Shulchan Aruch Siman Beis of Aleph. It says, "Don't put on your shirt sitting." Let's say it's somebody has a hard time getting dressed under the covers. Second. Oh, so this is not the. Yeah, here, give me the. Oh, it goes this way? Okay, Ramosha says, Ramosha's lashon is like this. Me'achar she'in in yanim elu ela hanhagois toivois umidas chasidus yesh lismay chazeh. Ramosha says, when you're in a bathhouse or in the bathroom that has a shower or a bath, then there's more room for leniency. But if it's just a bathroom alone, not. So Ramosha learns it's midas chasidus. Chazonish says that in the summer or in hot climates, you're not required to put on your socks under your bed, straight up. Reb Chaim Knievsky says that doesn't apply to northern climates. It doesn't apply to the United States of America. So look, the bottom line is, in America, Reb Moshe was the Mar da Asra, and therefore it's important to know that these halachas are definitely something to aspire to. You can't say it's an outright chiyuv. Reb Moshe learns it's midas chasidus. And let's just see a little bit more in the Shaina Halachais. In Sif Katan Hey, the base Hamerchatz in the bathhouse, Shadakin Shem Neyadam Leach Shemarumim, that people go uncovered, Ein Bezemi Shem Pritzas. In other words, let's say you're in the mikvah. Do you have to wear a towel around yourself until you get to the mikvah? Do we say, well, you know, the whole barometer is if it's EF Shabin Yanacher, but it's possible to wear a towel until you get to the mikvah. You're not required to. It's not considered pritzos not to, because in this makom, the derech is to walk aram. So let's say, can I wear shorts when I play basketball or when I go jogging? It would seem that there's a reasonable argument that the derech of people is that when they do certain kinds of exercise, they wear a certain kinds of begadim. And the same way in the bathhouse, the derech is to be arum. When you do certain types of activities, the derech is to be not as covered. It's a reasonable argument. Is it more tsanua to wear, what are those pants, tyros? Maybe. Would a chassid wear tyros and cover, keep their legs covered? Probably. Is it a reasonable argument to say that doing this activity, the derech is to be? It's probably a reasonable argument. Let's say you're bathing in the river. You just say, well, I'm going to the mikvah. I'm going to the mikvah now. I'm going to get undressed at home and drive to the mikvah that way. No, that's not a good idea. You should get undressed as in close proximity to the mikvah as possible. Now, let's say I'm about to go into the mikvah. Do I have to keep the erva covered? No. If someone's bathing in the river, they don't even have to cover the erva when they go down to the river. It's actually prohibited to cover the erva. It looks like you're embarrassed of the mila. Ach bali yasam and ar, when you're coming out of the river, yishcha, sort of bend over, ayasam yadi kineged arvasayin, or cover the erva, lechasoy silvat shel yigaba, you're not allowed to touch the erva. We'll learn about that upcoming. But when you come out and you're directly facing the people, that's considered too brazen. You put something there to cover up. But on the way down, don't cover it, because then it looks like you're embarrassed over the mila. The bottom line is, the source, the root of tznios is d'oraisa. That's brought in the Be'er Halacha in the beginning of Siman Gimel. How it plays out, the simple reading of the Mishnah Berurah is one should try to keep themselves covered as much as possible. Rav Moshe's chiddush is that it's midas chasidus. Rav Chaim learns, no, it's not midas chasidus, it's midas tznios. Midas tznios is something which you should try to do as much as possible. But in general, it's sort of a reality shift. That's something to be cognizant of. In other words, if somebody gets up in the morning and they want to just change their pants in their bedroom, it would be considered more modest to do it in the bathroom, especially if there's a shower there. It would be considered more modest. You know, people who are of Madrega, they wear a robe. You know, I think, you know, in the younger generation, the robe has become, you know, it's like old-fashioned. You know, people just get dressed and undressed. But it would be considered more modest to be covered in any area other than the Beis HaKiseh. Okay, we'll hold it over here, Rabbi Isai. The Eon Shiur today we'll do at 11. If anybody could help us bring over some stuff, we would really appreciate it. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.